And now, live from the caucus room in the old Senate office building, NLAP brings you uninterrupted coverage of the hearings of the Senate Select Committee on Presidential Campaign Activities.
Up. You rise, please. Up. State your name, please.
H.R. Bob Haldeman.
Right now. Right. Would you mind raising your right hand, please, Mr. Baldwin? Thank you. Now, did you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help.
To the best of my recollection, sir, yes.
All right, Mr. Senator, go.
Now, Mr. Ehrlichman, we have a deposition here from a Mr. John Dean. It states here that on June the 16th, that was the day before the Watergate break-in, you were in possession of $800,000 in $100 bills.
That's right, that's correct, right.
You mind telling the committee where that money came from?
I found it.
Just a minute there. Now, what was that money used for, Mr. Magruder?
Well, it was mostly used for things around the office. Felt-tip pens, mostly.
Oh, felt-tip pens.
A lot of big bananas last
running
year.
Running some things.
I think the time for levity is over, Mr. LaRue. There are two central burning issues that must be resolved here today.
Yes.
What did the president know, and when did he stop knowing it?
Now, Mr. Hunt, we have evidence here that you had an intimate relationship with the unsuccessful assassin of Governor George Wallace, Mr. Arthur Bremer.
Oh, look, I don't know how intimate it was. We slept together a couple times.
All right, now, just a minute here.
No big deal.
Well, we also have further evidence that on behalf of the committee to re-elect the president, you personally hired Mr. Bremer to commit this assassination.
I did no such thing. I think Mr. Bremer misunderstood my remarks at a particular time, that's all, sir.
Do you think you could recall those remarks for us?
Well, I just happened to say somebody should kill that redneck cocksucker, and Bremer's nuts.
We have some order here, please. Now,
he's not dealing with a full deck. You know, he's crazy.
I'd like some order here. Refrain from that kind of emotional bad in the courtroom here. Now, Mr. Spaghetti, Mr. Spaghetti. Spirit, I got it. What is the name?
Buttermilk.
Now, okay. Committee understand that the testimony of the president tells about testimony tape recordings of the president's telephone conversations in the old room of the White House. Excuse me. That reminds me of a story. You may remember in book chapter verse 5, book 4, chapter 5, the Lord and the Moab came, went down to the land of the Canaanites and set off, and the hairy man at the end. Now, when will those tapes be released, Mr. Burger King, Bell, Bangot? Just answer the question, boy.